Was it a happy time? Was it a sad time when you were putting this together? So yeah. I'm imagining there's probably ups and downs and highs and lows, or was it just the facts?
Okay, well, it was the facts. I mean, it was the facts of my life as I led it. Yeah, it was. It was the facts. But when you're old enough and you write yours, you'll see what I'm talking about. Remembering, I had to go through my life because it starts with in Alabama where I grew up when I was a kid and goes all the way through to where I am now. Throughout my life, there were wonderfully funny and heartwarming and terrific things that happened, and then there was the difficulty that I had. I guess you would say it's the main thread of my life is trying to break through to Daryl, trying to find the man that he could not let anybody see, and that I thought I could help him, and I couldn't. But it took me a long time to realize that it was kind of hopeless. So, and none of this is Daryl's fault. None of it is his fault. He is what he is. He was raised very differently from me. My family's very loving, very supportive, just a terrific family. I'm so lucky. His family was not affectionate with each other. He had a very, very famous father at the time. His name was Carmen Dragon, and he was an Academy Award-winning film scorer. He founded the Hollywood Bowl Symphony Orchestra. He conducted all over the world. He had radio shows. But he was very, very hard on his kids, very critical. They could never be good enough. And his mother had some depression problems, did her in pretty much for most of the time when Daryl was growing up. So he just had a completely different upbringing than I did. And from my upbringing, I thought I could help him. I thought I could bring him into the light, so to speak. And I couldn't, but I tried and tried and tried. And finally, I realized that if I was going to have, I'm 75 now, so let's be realistic. 15 good years if I'm healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to live them the way I was. And so I made that tough decision.